Let your freak flag fly. Let your freak flag fly.
Let your freak flag fly. Hey, welcome back to Sapphic Swingers, episode number 12, the candlelight edition. Yes. This episode is being done exclusively by candlelight and the light of the fridge and the light of my MacBook computer.
Okay, the truth was we decided to turn out the lights to calm down our puppy so she wasn't barking for the duration of the episode.
Well, let's be honest. Her voice sounds way better than mine, so maybe we should turn the lights on and let her talk.
She does have a lot to say.
She does. I'm not sure I understand yet, but she's only almost a year, so maybe I'll understand as the years go on. But welcome back. I guess this is episode 12. We were supposed to talk to the lovely Rachel DeBoer tonight, but that little punk had some audio issues because she's in the tragic state of Hawaii, and I guess the Wi-Fi is terrible there. I mean, obviously the views and the hiking and the beaches are just so terrible, so the Wi-Fi should be as well, I guess.
I think that sounds about right. So our interview got postponed for next week, but that's just a bonus for our listeners because they get our candlelight vigil, and then they get another episode next week.
Yes, absolutely. But while you're waiting for that episode, which you should be eagerly awaiting, do check out her website. It's Rachel DeBoer, and that's DeBoer.com. She's an amazing body painter, and she might just be on the couples cruise with us.
And we might be talking about that at next episode.
Her bristles might be on my nipples. We'll see. So we're very much looking forward to talking with her. It seems really fascinating, the whole art of body painting. So it should be pretty cool. Be sure to check in. The next episode, we'll be talking with her. And wow, we haven't talked with you guys since we were on the boat with Scotty and Miss Depp.
And that was back Thanksgiving time.
Yes, that was a while ago. And we saw them, we hung out with them Saturday night at Trapeze. And they're like, we need to do another like follow-up because I know our audio kind of sucked. And like when we were talking with them, I know we had like 100 more things we wanted to ask. And as you go through it, you kind of sit back and think, oh shit, I should have asked that or this. So we're going to definitely have them on again here at the round table, which is our living room, I guess.
Are we going to do candlelight with them as well?
Oh, we might. We might. Depends how big of a dinner I've had. Because, you know, as always, our podcast is clothing optional and drinking required. We'll definitely have to see how much I've had for dinner. Although we are working on a lot for the cruise. It's hard. It's hard being Rachel and Tiff.
Good thing we both have full glasses of wine.
Yes. Yeah, we're on the wine diet. So we had just the most amazing Thanksgiving with Scotty and Miss Depp. And we recorded the podcast two nights before we left. And it was kind of funny because the day after we recorded, we went, we took our little, our dinghy to the island. And we were just hanging out, drinking some beers. I think we were playing horseshoes and whatever little beach games they had.
Cornhole.
Oh, yeah, cornhole. And there was another couple on the beach, and they said, I had a shirt on. It was from the X Run. It was said, like, wild, fun, sexy run or something.
It was an X-rated run that Tiff and I did in Miami that had all X-rated themed obstacles. So so we had like the dildo dash and the condom canal, and these were all really fun obstacles throughout a 5K.
Yeah, and to be more specific, it was an obstacle course, and you had to, like, for instance, the dildo dash, you had to put a double-headed dildo
between your legs and run around the building.
Yes, exactly. Or there was like the morning after, I think, or something, where you had to wear, everyone had to put this bra on, and then you had to carry two sandbags and then, you know, do a loop around something. So they were all sexually themed and hilarious. And you ran through the waters right there, you know, Miami Beach. It was a lot of fun. It was super muddy. So I had the shirt on from the race, and the lady's like, oh, you know, that sounds like a fun race, or like you guys might be, you know, pretty athletic if you do like these obstacle courses. And we start chatting with this couple, and they end up inviting us back to the house. So we were on, what was it, honey? The,
I think it was called, Great Guana.
Yeah.
Great Guana Key.
Yeah, that sounds right. So we went, we ended up going to their house, and it was funny because there aren't, like, any major roads there, so everyone has a golf cart, or you walk, I guess.
Yeah, nothing is paved. Everything is very gravelly and islandy and very rural.
Yeah, it was cool. It was like a, you know, very different lifestyle. Yes, lifestyle. But that's great. I mean, like, to each his own. Like, I don't know if I could handle it, but it was an awesome experience to have. And so this couple just, like, out of nowhere invites us back to their house for dinner, and they said, "Oh, we're gonna go get some food for dinner." And so we offered to go get some wine or beer or whatever they wanted.
Well, no, they had told us that they had some lobster and some mahi.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
All ready to cook, and that they invited us over.
Okay. Yeah, I knew that, but I knew they'd run to the store to pick up, like, a couple other things. So we said, all right, we're going to run to the one tiny little liquor store and get
some wine.
Yeah, exactly. Because we felt that was only fair. So they come back, and they have this golf cart. They're like, not sure if we can carry, you know, six people. So we're like, well, let's give it a shot. So this little, you know, golf cart. So it had we sat on the back. Like, I think the four girls were on the back, and the guys were in the front, mm-hmm. maybe. Mm-hmm.
it was a nice, cuddly ride.
Yeah. It was a little rough going uphill, but luckily there were, mm-hmm. Weren't too many uphills.
but it's interesting. I think that they must have been a little bit swinger curious or in the lifestyle. The fact that they commented about your shirt.
Yeah.
And that they were so open to inviting us back. And and spending the evening with us, and it was dinner, and it was also watching the sunset.
Yeah, and that was beautiful. Yeah,
was the coolest thing ever. We got back to their house, and we walked into shallow water, and we all brought chairs and beers, and we sat in the ocean while we watched this ridiculous mm-hmm. sunset.
It was amazing. Like, mm-hmm. it was literally, and the water was literally in their backyard, and mm-hmm. it was so cool. It was such an amazing way to round out the trip. I wish Hershey was our type, because then it would have been like the most amazing way to round out the trip. But nonetheless, like, for a vanilla experience, it was phenomenal. And like, they, I feel like, yeah, I agree with you that I feel like they might have been like a little, like, feeling the vibe, because I feel mm-hmm. like it's hard to turn it off, and, like, especially when we're with Scotty and Miss Depp, like, it's hard to...
Absolutely, you put out a certain energy in the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, it's hard to turn off, and I'm okay with that.
Oh, yeah.
even when I'm forced to go to church with my family, I'm like, hey, she's kind of hot. I used to do that when I was in high school, though. Like, I went to a Christian high school. I was like, I'd still be, like, in church checking out the girls, you know?
Take me to church.
So we had like an amazing dinner. Like, I think me and Scotty were in charge of cooking the fish,
and Mrs. Depp and I were helping the other woman in the kitchen,
yeah,
prepare salad and other accoutrements for for the barbecue items.
It was so cool. It was just like, I mean, it's not something you can plan. It's like,
It was so random and freaking one of the highlights of the trip.
Oh yeah, it was so much fun. So I guess we got back by golf cart to our dinghy. I don't remember.
I do not remember transportation back, but we did make it home.
After we drank him out of house and home, we decided we were going to get out of there and head back to our beautiful, beautiful catamaran. So that was a really cool way to cap off just an amazing trip with some just incredible people. And we were lucky enough to see them at a Do You Know George party. But before that, and that was in February. But before that, we did have our New Year's Eve party.
We did. This year, we decided to go to Trapeze. It was the first time that we had been at the club for New Year's. And they certainly put on an extravagant party. It was pretty amazing. It was lobster again. Do you guys sense a theme? We have lobster in Great Guanaque,
if you want a way to Rachel's heart, buy a lobster, bring it to our house, put it in the fridge, eat her vagina, then later on cook the lobster.
So we had lobster and it was like surf and turf and black tie event,
it was our first time for New Year's Eve.
It was your first?
At trapeze. Oh, this is my first. It felt pretty good.
And it was black tie, and it's very much fun to get all dolled up and go out in a whole swinging environment, especially for New Year's. I mean, everybody's looking good and ready to mingle and bring on that new year. So yeah, it was a pretty great experience.
It's one of those high holy swinger holidays. You know, mm-hmm. Halloween, New Year's Eve. Not sure. There's a lot of other ones, but those are pretty big swinger holidays. I feel like, if you agree,
probably Mardi Gras.
Yeah. But those are you know, the really big ones, and it was exciting to be there and check it out for the first time. Super crowded.
Yeah,
like, I mean, it was so crowded they had some of the food being served on the dance floor, just, you know, temporarily. Obviously, mm-hmm. Although it'd have been awesome if I was like dancing. I was like, hey, I want to buy a lobster, you know? And they're like giving you some lobster on the dance floor.
Well, it was so crowded that it wasn't really easy to kind of maneuver in the back room.
No, we didn't even try. We didn't even try to maneuver in the back room. I would say it was really well done, super crowded, probably wouldn't do it again. Would you agree, honey?
Yes.
Yeah. And we are trap rats. We are all about trap. If we're in town on a Saturday, we're going there, but it was just too much. And that's what we were afraid of before going. We definitely were excited to try it once, but I don't know if we'd do it again.
I would agree.
Okay, good.
I would agree. I mean, come on, you know you just want to fuck to bring in that new year, and we had the foreplay at trap and then mm-hmm. the finish at home,
and we didn't really get to see a lot of our friends. We talked to one or two couples that we know, but it was kind of, you know, it was hard to move around, it was hard to navigate, and everyone's dressed up so nicely, and usually I just push people out of the way. Just kidding.
Lesbian coming through.
Yeah. Lesbian with a baby. But it was great to experience once. But after New Year's, though, we were very excited to do a Do You Know George event. And if you don't know George, you need to check out his events.
If you don't know George, you're missing out. His events are pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. It's just very upscale, vetted events. You're not going to just get people walking in off the streets to go to these events. Actually, so it was really cool because there's another podcast couple out there who we met, Mr. and Miss Jones, and they're we got a thing. I always want to say we got a swing. it just happens naturally.
It kind of goes with the thing.
It just happens even when I want to Google to like send them a or get their website. I'm like, we got a swing. I was like, we got a swing, for the love of God, we got a swing. But it's, we got a thing. Mr. and Miss Jones and Scotty and Miss Depp knew them, and we knew they were coming to the George party. So we're looking forward to meeting them, and they're super freaking cool.
Mm-hmm.
And so they did a really comprehensive review of the Do You Know George party on their podcast. So whatever you're doing right now, stop listening to us. I don't know why you were listening in the first place, and go to We Got a Swing? No, We Got a Thing. We Got a Thing.
Well, they were at the Do You Know George party for the entire weekend event. We were only there, unfortunately, for the Saturday night.
Saturday pool party,
then the evening party, which was it was
amazing,
extravagant, beautiful.
And we'd done the George New Year's Eve party in 2014?
Yes,
down here in Fort Lauderdale.
2014 in Fort Lauderdale.
Phenomenal. Yeah. I mean, not to be missed. I know he's actually doing a lot of the. It's just like a dinner party. I'll have to look it up. I forget. Oh, sorry. I'm laughing because Rachel's really sad right now because that was the bottom of the wine. I think I can tell her to go open some more because we're home by Candle Lane. She got really sad for a moment when she upturned the bottle and nothing came out.
I was expecting for the listeners to hear the wine pouring into my glass.
Oh, honey, go open another bottle. We're going to... Is that noise, that click, 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 click? It's so cool.
I don't want to wake Piper up.
Oh, you're fine. You're fine. Of course, my gorgeous girl couldn't resist, so now she's going to pour some delicious Pinot Noir. Oh, yes. You know what the sound is? Tiff getting lucky tonight.
That was already a given, honey.
I'm the luckiest girl in the whole wide world. Shit, what were we talking about? George. Oh, George parties. Yeah, so he's doing like these dinner parties. Do you know the name of them? I gotta look it up.
George does dinner.
George. It's just George. No, it's just lunch. Fuck, I forget. George does dinner. Fuck, I don't know. All right, we'll look it up. We'll put it in the show notes, but it's Do You Know George? It's something really cool. I know Mr. and Miss Jones have done it. We got a swing. Oh, my God. Rachel's so funny with Candlelight podcasting. It's fucking awesome. Oh, my God. Yeah, we'll tell you about it. But anyway, yeah, check out the We Got a Thing podcast. They go into great detail because they were fortunate enough to go down there, I think, on Thursday. And George events are typically like 4+ days. I know Scotty and Misstep are doing a trip to Cuba, which is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Like, how freaking cool is that?
Yeah, I think that's next month.
Yeah, it's definitely coming up. And we definitely want to talk to them after that and see how that trip was. Because, like, a lifestyle trip in Cuba, like, that just sounds freaking amazing. And George, like, sets this all up. And he takes care of you. And we always have a great time.
But yeah, it's in the most luxurious hotels, mm-hmm. and the views are incredible. And
mm-hmm. You know what's funny about the so we did, like we said, we just did Saturday. We did the pool party and then the night party, and it was really interesting because we were at the Fontainebleau in Miami Beach, and we went to this pool party, and it was adults only. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't let you in, you know, unless you showed your ID. But people were just like walking up, like, and not checking in, like they weren't allowed in, but they were just filming. Like, it's just, it was so strange for us. We're like, and we're all, you know, we had this big group of swingers, and of course we're, you know, hugging on each other and, you know, maybe little sexy kisses or whatever's happening, like wanting to take our tops off and like be super sexy, but we weren't. We were just being, you know, in a vanilla pool party, but people were filming the pool party. I thought it was kind of strange. Like,
absolutely. I mean, we get so accustomed to feeling free in the lifestyle. I mean, we've had the luxury of being Tahiti and being on cruises, mm-hmm. where you're just surrounded by everybody, and it's so free to be naked, and you don't feel like you have to hide anything or that you're being judged. And it definitely mm-hmm. put me in a little bit of a different place being yeah. surrounded by the general public. At this gorgeous hotel. I mean, I mm-hmm. wanted to completely immerse myself in the swinger experience, and I felt like you couldn't because of being just at a normal hotel.
I don't think I felt judged. You probably didn't either. It just felt like people were examining you, like kind of with the video camera, like, wow, look at all these crazy adults being crazy in the pool. I don't know. It's felt really strange, but I don't know if they were judging. They were
like, you're right. I think judging is the wrong word.
Okay. No, that's totally cool. I just felt like it was interesting that people were filming you and you're just like, this is awkward. And then like by the end of the day, like all the kind of douchey, like Miami bros came out. We're just like, it's yeah. like, all right, yeah, let's go to back to Scotty and Miss Depp's house and you know, have some adult swinger time.
Yeah, all the type A guys that we don't want to hang with.
Yeah. I mean, guys, you're cool. I mean, just don't be a douche. We're just only douchey guys. And now, here's the sound of Rachel filling my wine glass. Sorry. I think that's hilarious.
Kind of sounds like you're going to pee-pee.
Uh-oh. Or that was Tiff going to the bathroom. But the hotel was amazing. We went back to Scotty Misstep's house, you know, hung out, Then we went back to the hotel, to the suite, which was amazing. It was like a penthouse suite at the Fontainebleau.
Mm-hmm.
You know, typical George party, just over the top, amazing. We had, as always, an amazing time with the George parties. But I lack the vocabulary to describe the amazingness. So you should just go to, we got a swing.
We got a thing.
Oh, fuck. We got a thing going on. Yeah, we got a thing. They did such a good job. I would just embarrass myself by trying to best them. So we left George's party and immediately went to a baptism. Oh, my God. That's right. We did.
Yes, we did. True story.
My niece's baptism. I was so fucked up, and I stumbled into the church where I graduated from back in 94.
I think we were both wearing our sunglasses as we walked into church. Oh, my God.
We smelled like booze, vagina, and maybe weed. I don't know. Maybe some marijuana. I have no idea. It was awful, but we were late, so we stayed in the back.
Shh, don't tell anybody.
Oh, no. Listen, if my family is listening to this podcast, first of all, they have no taste. Second of all, they're in the lifestyle. So we hung out in the back, and I'm, like, texting my family. I'm like, hey, guys. I'm like, I've been looking for you for, like, 20 minutes. I was like, where are you guys? Yeah, shit. Then we had to hang out with the family that
I think we actually opened a beer on the drive to the baptism.
Oh, no. You opened one at Scotty and Miss Depp's house before we left, and then we left for the baptism.
Okay, maybe I woke up and I was still a tiny bit drunk.
That sounds weird.
And, or I needed a beer to get through sitting at church. on a Sunday morning.
Well, that's because you were looking at all the hot chicks and wondering what kind of underwear they were wearing.
Mm. Don't you know it?
Oh my God, so many church fantasies. Hot chicks. Oh God. Okay, anyway. All right, so let's move on.
Yeah, so our listeners do not want to hear about the baptism.
Oh God, I didn't want to be there. Sorry, kid. I mean, did you know? You're like 6 months. You don't fucking know. All right, anyway. So, more exciting, we had a flight credit on a certain airline, and we were like, well, it's going to expire, so let's fucking pick somewhere to go. And so we pulled up a map, and this is so fun. Like, random fucking weekend, we're like, all right, where should we go? So we looked at our credit to see where we could fly to, and we wanted to go to New Orleans. Then we're like, oh, can we go to Colorado or Boston? But Dallas ended up being the winner.
It was the coolest thing. I think it's the first time in almost 10 years of us being together where we just, like, threw a dart at a map and spontaneously are like, let's go here for the weekend. Not having any itinerary of what we were going to do, knowing that we obviously wanted to do something lifestyle related. And that was about it. So we booked our flight and then started looking up all the swing clubs in the area and planning our itinerary.
Yeah, that was a big part of it. We said, let's go somewhere where we can go to a different swing club because we haven't been outside of Florida to another club. Obviously, we've been on the cruises or Tejido, but, you know, it'd be kind of cool to check out, like, how they do it in another state.
Well, and I had been to Dallas a bunch before for work, but I never explored it as a tourist. And
oh, honey, tell them which kind of car they wanted to give you.
Oh, when I
So we both drive hybrids, you know, because we travel quite a bit in Florida. And what did they try to give you in Texas?
A pickup truck. Because everything is bigger in Texas, and you're not driving unless you're driving a pickup truck.
Which is totally cool. I understand some people might need a pickup truck, but us little hybrid drivers.
The moment that a pickup truck was parked in my spot, I went back up, and I was like, uh-uh. No. I need a tiny car.
Yeah, so that was awesome. So as soon as we said, all right, fuck it, let's go to Dallas. It was just like such a random, I think we picked it like on a Monday or something, and we're just like, we're leaving on Friday. It was exciting though, because we're like,
I called in sick. dork.
Honey, I still think you might have a little build up there. All right. You're looking better, though. You're looking super hot. Oh, my God. You're taking all your clothes off. That's awesome. Yay. Yay.
Oh, wait. You're taking all my clothes off.
Yeah, so we started playing it. I haven't been, you know, flown through Dallas or whatever, but so excited. And there's a little cold front coming through. And, you know, living in South Florida, we like to visit when it's, you know, somewhere cold, because it's different. We live in the heat all the time, so we're excited. That, like, made it extra exciting for me. And, of course, like, the excitement of visiting a lifestyle club. So we had our sights set on either Colette's, or was it JR's, I think?
No, JR's was the lesbian club that we went to.
Oh, I'm sorry, what was the other?
Or the gay club we went
yes,
to.
Yes, 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 yes.
The other swingers club was DFW Players.
Oh, Players DFW. Yeah. So we were trying to figure out which one to go to. We knew we wanted to check out Friday night. We wanted to go to the Gayborhood to check out the lesbian bar, which was freaking
It was amazing.
Awesome. It was so much fun.
The lesbian
fun.
Bar was Sue Ellen's.
Yeah, Sue Ellen's. Oh my God, it was so cool. And like, we're jealous because we have a huge lesbian community here in Fort Lauderdale. But our main, like, bar, like, our hub where Rachel and I met, like, it shut down. And it sucks because, like, it's mostly guy bars. Mm-hmm. So we're like, hey, let's check out the Gayborhood.
Well, and that was a shift about a year and a half ago when it shut down. Prior to that, we did have a lesbian mecca. It was, like, one bar that mm-hmm. you would go kind of any day of the week and you would run into people. To people you knew, people in the community down here.
Or there was someone you would meet. Like, it's just absolutely. Like, I went there the night I met Rachel, you know, almost 10 years ago, and it just, people come up and talk to you, no matter how goofy you look like me. People still come up and talk to you. So, you know, it sucks that new moon closed down, but.
Well, no, it was interesting because since we got in the lifestyle, we actually met a bunch of swinger couples that had been to New Moon
mm-hmm.
and loved going there and mm-hmm. flirting with all the girls and stuff. And that's interesting because it was like, it was primarily a lesbian club, but it was a very welcoming right. environment for everybody. Cause mm-hmm. I know there was a bunch of our gay boys. That was their preferred place to hang out.
Oh yeah. It was a phenomenal bar. Yeah. But it was a place of comfort for women. I mean, yes, they're totally welcome at the men's bars, but it was just like our home. It was mm-hmm. like, you know, it was our mecca. You know,
yeah,
absolutely. It was amazing. And so we had heard from a couple other friends from Texas that Sue Ellen's was pretty cool. So we're like, all right, let's check it out. And then we walked in. I'm like, wow, this is freaking awesome. It was like a two-story, like, country lesbian bar. And we
with live music.
Yes. Oh my God. They had like an 8-piece band. And well, even before the band, Rachel, how dare you? We walk in and there's like this cute little gay boy at the door who's, you know, checking your IDs.
Oops, how can I forget about that?
Oh, he hasn't forgotten. So he's checking IDs and taking, you know, I think it was like $5 cover or whatever it was. So Rachel's like, oh, can you put the stamp on my boob? And she like accidentally pulls down her bra completely and her nipples are popping out. And the gay boy's like, oh, God, no. It was awesome.
No, he didn't say, oh, God, no.
No, he said, thank God I need to eat lunch or something. He's a gay boy. He says as much as we don't want to see dick. He wants to see boobs.
I know.
He was joking. They're beautiful boobs. I know he's like, I saw the most beautiful boobs tonight, honey. Went home to say, Mark, I saw the most beautiful titties tonight.
And I stamped them. Boobs.
He did.
Boobs.
They did have a great stamp that said boobs, which they usually reserve for Saturday nights. But since Rachel whipped hers out, like he put them on hers. No, you know, he thought they were beautiful, as does everyone who sees them.
No, he didn't. He was not interested.
Yeah, but it was a really gorgeous bar. Like, we hung out and, like, listened, like, the live music and... It was great to be in that environment again because, you know, we don't have, like we said, a, you know, strictly lesbian bar. I mean, not that guys are not invited, but just, you know, where women typically go to. So it was really fun. Mm-hmm. We had a great time. And then we went to, like, a little gay, little taco-type place, I guess. After that,
come on, you're in Texas.
I know.
Like, you have to have barbecue and you have to have Mexican. Yeah. Those are kind of the two requirements.
Exactly. I'm like, honey, I need some tacos. So it was a really cute
little
place.
Well, because we never ate dinner.
Oh, shit. Did we not? Yeah. That sounds about right. So that was, yeah, so it was Friday night. And then we did, Saturday we went out to,
We tried to go to the Cowboy Stadium. It's in Arlington.
Then we went past it to,
the Stockyards. Fort Worth Stockyards.
Yes. Yeah, Stockyards. That's where we went. That's exactly where we went. And it was funny because I was like, I'm going to wear my, I have a shirt that says Love is Love. And it's got, like a little stick figure. And then it has like a rainbow flag, like a rainbow going on it. I'm just curious, like, to see reactions. Although, I don't know, I guess you can carry everywhere in Texas. I don't know. I was like, am I stupid to wear this? I was like, honey, I love you, but don't hold my hand. I don't know. I get a little freaked out. Like, I don't know, different states, cities. I don't know. We were recently in Georgia, like in a really small town in Georgia. And I get a little freaked out. I'm like, I don't want to, like, people saying shit or, you know, physically hurting us. But anyway, I wore my shirt to the Stockyards. No problems. Nobody said anything. Nobody gave me a dirty look. It was all good. But it was a really cute town.
But then I thought that was such an interesting reaction after the previous night. We had been at this awesome, like, gay community that was kind of a thought at the back of your mind.
Oh, absolutely. It's always. Well, you know, maybe it's my army, like, persona kicking in, like, be vigilant always. But, like, I was also instigating a bit because I'm like, love is love. Like, but, and so I was also, like, contradicting myself. I don't know. I'm just a big ball of weird.
Weird awesomeness.
Okay, I'll give that to you. I don't know, but we had an awesome
weird
time.
Infectious awesomeness.
Yeah, I'll take it. So we did Stockyards, and then we did we headed back to the city. Had a little recharge bed break.
Mm-hmm. Much needed.
There was a little hot tub involved.
And then we got ready to check out Colette's. So we actually, it was pretty cool. We ended up messaging a bunch of people on SLS.
Was it SLS or STC?
I think
STC.
It was okay, STC. Whatever. One of the websites, and asking which was a better club experience to go to, mm-hmm. whether we should go to Colette's or to Players, and the consensus feeling that we got was Colette's was probably more akin to our usual club experience. So we're used to going to Trapeze, and so that's sort of what happens in our mind when we're going to a swinger club and what we're looking to see. Mm-hmm. So we chose to go to Trap.
Oh my God, Rachel got on a plane. She flew back to Fort Lauderdale, and she went to Trapeze. I, on the other hand, had a phenomenal time at Colette.
So,
where did we go, Rachel? Did we go to Colette or did we go to Trap?
So we ended up going to Colette.
Thank God, that was like 1,000 miles closer.
So we ended up choosing to go to Colette's, which was also a lot closer, I guess, from the proximity to our hotel. It was similar to Trap in that you could bring your own bottle. So although at Trap we're used to having dinner at the club, but Colette's didn't offer that. So we mm-hmm. went out to dinner and had some drinks, got our buzz on, and
Whether we're going to Trapeze or anywhere else, we still get a little nervous every time.
Oh, we get butterflies. We get excited. It's that nervous excitement.
And especially at a new club, we're just like, oh, shit. I mean, it's excited, nervous, but it's still nervous nonetheless. And so we went out. Yeah, we definitely went out to dinner and had a couple drinks.
Well, and then we plugged. Thank goodness we had a GPS. We plugged in the address and we're driving there. It is off of the beaten path. Like, it was not very well lit by any means. It was difficult to find. We drove past it, I think, two or three times and had to U-turn around.
Yeah, well, I think there was like a hotel on the right, and then it was just past the hotel. But it was just a weird.
It was a weird entrance.
Yeah, yeah. It was a little secluded, which okay, you know, no worries. But it was a little. I'm just like, shit, if we can't find it, did we go back to Sue Ellen's?
We did have a backup plan. That's Tiff's army experience. She always has a plan B. But so we did finally locate the parking lot and park and go into the club.
Yeah, it was a little different with the valet. I mean, you had to pay either way, which is, you know, it's okay. I guess we're just kind of evaluating it as compared to our trapeze experience.
Mm-hmm.
We're not trying to criticize. We're just trying to show you, like, how, you know, trapeze has complimentary valet. This is, I think, if you park on your own, it's $5. If you valet, it's $10, mm-hmm. I believe.
And it's interesting because ordinarily we always valet because we're two women. We don't want to walk. We don't want to walk alone at night when it's dark.
Absolutely.
It was a secluded parking lot, so
that
seemed just to be for the club. So we ended up parking our car ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we finally get in the club. We check in. The club itself was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I mean, it was. It was two levels. It was two levels. The bottom level had a bar and a dance floor and mm-hmm. a lot of couches and seating area.
Yeah, it was cool. They kind of had it like arch, so the lounge was facing the dance floor.
Mm-hmm.
So all the couches were, you know, pointing in that direction.
Right.
Which is awesome because, you know, you want to be checking out all the hot chicks dancing.
Well, I mean, you could want to sit on the couch and talk to somebody cool, but you also want to see what's happening. I mean, it is a swinger club, and you want to observe everything.
Absolutely. Yeah, so that was our first impression. We walked in, and we go to the right, and we see the bar and the lounge and the dance floor. And they had, like, you know, the stripper pole on the dance floor as well. And we're used to, you know, checking our bottle in and, you know, with the bartender.
Well, at Trap, when you check in, everybody has a number and they affix that number to your bottle. So when you give your bottle to the bartender, they know then you can just you can give out your number and they'll pour your drink. And
I mean, that's what we're used to. So we brought our bottle up. It was funny because we were sitting there for like 10 minutes. And well, actually, while we were sitting, we were standing there, a couple was like, "Hey, Tiff and Rachel," right? Like somebody recognized us from the podcast or whatever. Yeah, we were signing autographs. Yeah, that's right. So we were talking to a couple and,
I thought it's a vagina graph.
No, shush you. I'll sign whatever they throw in front of my face. So we're hanging out with this couple and like, we're like, "Hey, first time here though, you know, so what's the story?" And they said, well, you got to buy the mixers. So, you know, the Coke or the soda or whatever you want to buy. And we're like, "Oh, okay." I was like, "But we check in our bottle, right?" And they're like, no, you can put it up here, but they don't watch it or they mm-hmm. don't check it in. So we're like, "Oh, that's weird." Mm-hmm. So we're like, "Okay, no worries. Like, you know, where's the locker room? So can we go check it into a locker room so we don't have to carry it around?" They're like, "Well, did you bring a lock?" And I'm like, "Only on the
chastity belt."
"Yes, ma'am." So I was like, "I'm not going to take it off my chastity belt because then anyone can fuck me." And Rachel will be like, no.
Well, not if she's cute.
So, I don't know. It was a little different. Like, we're like, "Oh, so you had to pay for mixers. You can't." I don't know. I
think that the biggest burden was that we couldn't leave our bottle. We couldn't leave our bottle. So we felt like we had to babysit our bottle and carry it around. So it kind of diminished a little bit of our interaction with people and with each other.
Are we being like bitchy? Is this bitchy to be like, "Oh my God, I had to carry my bottle"? I don't think it is because I was annoyed. I know you were too because we both were like, "What the fuck?" Well, we also had our play bag. So we had our play bag.
Yes.
We had our bottle. We had our play bag. We had, which holds Dr. Andy Fieldo.
But we were also dressed cute in skirts and stuff. So we didn't have pockets. So our play bag also had our IDs and money and car keys, everything we needed to get back to our lives.
Yeah.
And so obviously we're going to be guarding that very closely.
Yeah, I'm going to set it down so we can dance.
So, so we each had like something in our hand, whether it was a bottle or the bag. Mm-hmm. So, and I know we tried to dance at one point and we were talking to a lot of people.
Tried, but I had a struggle pulling my hand so I couldn't dance.
But it certainly kind of just diminished because we didn't have our full faculties with our full faculties.
Well, you know, I suppose had we been able to lock them up, it would have been better. But I still don't want to run back to my locker to get it, you know, get my bottle of booze every time. That's a pain in the ass. They need to fix that shit. I mean, if they charge you $10 extra to get in, great. I don't know. That was a pain in the ass.
I agree.
But
like,
it's okay.
Like you, I think we paid the same thing that we paid to get into Trap, and then it was sort of like you got like nickel and dimed for other things within the club, which was a different experience for us.
Yeah. I mean, it was
not saying bad by any means. It was just a different experience.
For us. Sorry, we're not trashing you, Colette. We're just saying here's some things that we didn't exactly agree with.
Right. And like, maybe it should be a little more publicized on the website that's how it operates.
Maybe we didn't read up enough on it. But aside from that, like, as soon as we got there, we did go check out the playrooms. Mm-hmm. It was a little, God, I feel like I'm just like trashing you. I'm not trashing you guys, but Colette, but people were just back there fully clothed. There was like a girl like got a couple dicks in her hand, just like going to town, and that's great. I love to watch as well, but it's a little awkward that the back room, you don't have to be naked. I guess where you sit with Trap, like, you just, people wouldn't just walk back there and be casually be like, hey, what's going on? Oh, she's fucking two dudes, great. I don't know, it just felt a little weird for me. I guess I love Trap B, so You go to the back room and everyone has a towel.
You go into the back and you have to get naked before you can actually. I mean, you go to the locker room and then you go to the back room.
Yeah, it kind of levels the playing field a little bit. I don't know if it sounds stupid or not, but
well, and that's how it is as well on the couples cruise. When you go to the playrooms on the couples cruise, everybody has to be at least in a robe.
Right.
And yeah, like mostly naked.
I mean, I guess because it's cool if you want to be an exhibitionist. Not everyone wants to be exhibitionist. I think to assume that everyone's okay with that is a little different for us. Like maybe everyone doesn't want just to be an exhibitionist. Maybe everyone wants to be like, you know, check out who's back here. But I don't know. It's like it was our first half hour that all this happened. So like we have to carry our shit. We can't lock our shit up.
Well, and it was
playrooms open. I don't know. Just like it hit us pretty quick, right? And we went upstairs, and there was like an upstairs, which was awesome.
The upstairs was so cool. Yeah. The upstairs had a second dance floor and a pole upstairs, and it was almost like a balcony that overlooked the downstairs dance floor. So you could kind of be a voyeur looking at the bottom floor, but you could also be having just a freaking awesome time upstairs, which is what we did. We ended up dancing mostly upstairs.
We did. Well, you know, because we could keep an eye on our stuff and you could talk. Like, I loved that idea of the upstairs because it wasn't as loud.
Right.
Because like a trapeze, like it's all just one level and you can't get once the music starts pumping, you can't get away from it. Like, it's just, you know, it's in your fucking ear. Like, so I loved the upstairs. That was, and we could like kind of like keep an eye on our stuff. And like, we started talking to some people up there and having a good time. And then all of a sudden, like, what the fuck happened? Like, I swear to God, we need the reality show. So all of a sudden, like, last thing I remember is like me and Rachel are sitting on a bench somewhere. I mean, inside the club. And some girl was like straddling Rachel and like making out with her. And I'm like, and I'm fingering Rachel. I'm like, oh, babe, I'm gonna do it right now just to make Rachel remember hand.
Oh, love, I remember.
Yeah. So I was like feeling her like piercing. Oh, yeah. So there was this chick like straddling her and I'm like fingering Rachel at the same time. I'm like, how the fuck did this happen? I mean, it was cool. It was high. Like, we were just so overwhelmed with shit. And I remember the chick saying to Rachel, she's like, is it okay if I kiss her as, you know, as in me? And I'm like, yeah, sure. But she was a smoker, so it was kind of,
right? I don't remember her smoking.
I think she was a smoker.
I don't remember how it all happened.
We never fucking
But we never made it to the back room.
No, well, we did that walkthrough, and I got turned off by
We were close to the back room.
Yeah, we were somewhere near the back room, but we were, like, on a bench by the back room, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden, I don't know how the fuck it happened, there's a girl straddling you, I'm like, go for it. I'm like, yes, yes. Because I was, fingering you, it was awesome. So, Colette's, definitely check it out. Just be forewarned about
Bring a lock.
Bring a lock, yes. I guess pre-party? I don't know. I just don't want to carry on my bottles. Like, I guess you can...
Yeah, that was definitely a burden for us.
I don't know. I guess I'm spoiled. I guess we're spoiled mm-hmm. with Trap. Beautiful club, though. Like, I mean, in all honesty, like, I heard the one in New Orleans was pretty amazing. Like, it's in, like, a historic building, I think.
I know Scotty and Miss Depp have gone there. Yes. And,
or their friends did, too.
They said that at the one in New Orleans, they do check your bottle. Mm. Because when we told them about our Colette's story in Dallas, they would have warned us ahead of time.
Yeah.
had that been the case in New Orleans.
And that might sound petty. I'm sorry if you sound bitchy, but it's just little things like to let y'all know that make your experience better. It was a beautiful club. And I hear the New Orleans ones is even better.
So next time we're in Dallas, I guess we'll have to check out Players so that we can do.
Yeah. I hear it's kind of more like, I kind of like, it sounds more like a frat party, which I like. Mm-hmm. I'm totally down. Cause had I been out in college, oh my God, I'd have been the best lesbian ever.
Well, in my mind, it sounds a little bit like our experience at Hedo.
Hmm. Yeah. I mean, it sounds more Hedo.
It sounded like a lot of the events and different games that they have going on at Players was,
yeah.
I mean, I think they had like on oil wrestling or like, which is what we did to Hedo.
So Rachel's saying at Players they had naked goat racing.
Okay, you might have to go to Jamaica for that.
Yeah, actually Players sound kind of awesome. We were really torn. Colette sounded more trapeze to us, but Players sounded kind of awesome as well, actually. Mm-hmm. It does sound kind of awesome. And who was there? Average Swingers, I think, was over yes. at... yeah. Because we emailed them, too. We're like, hey, guys, we need an honest opinion. We're like... It was kind of cool, though, because we kicked off the whole random Dallas experience with an awesome ebook by Cooper. You know Cooper, right, Rachel?
Of course. Of course. Yeah, Cooper was nice enough to send us his latest ebook. A life
less monogamous,
and we started reading it on the plane.
Yes, it would have been really cool. Actually, I'll be honest, sweetie, I didn't mean to cut you off, but we had the row to ourselves, the row of three. I thought it'd be kind of cool if like there was some like super religious vanilla person next to me, and I had like the book and I was like reading it, and I'm like, oh, showerheads, orgasms. I thought it'd be kind of cool, like, if somebody was sitting next to me.
That's how I felt when I was reading 50 Shades of Grey on the plane. And there was people next to me. I kept trying to hide what I was reading.
Oh, no. Were you embarrassed? Were you embarrassed to read it?
A little bit.
Oh. That's interesting, because, like, I feel like I would love if someone recognized that, if they saw Cooper S. Beckett on the author or the title. Because then we know, like, they're part of the club, like the cool kids club.
Absolutely.
But I don't know. Like, I don't know, 50 Shades. Like, that seemed kind of mainstream, actually. You're so embarrassed, though? It's cute. Aw, you're cute. Mm, you're so cute. That was a great way to kick it off, though, to our rando trip to Dallas. And actually, it kind of tied into our rekindling friendship with Cooper.
Yeah.
Sorry? Go ahead. Oh, no, polite squirrel, after you. No, sir, you. No, no, you, sir. Yeah, we actually got back in touch with Cooper, which was like a godsend, because he's kind of like a godfather of podcasting and the lifestyle.
Well, we had first started listening to Life on the Swing Set, and we met Cooper and Ophelia about 3 years ago.
Yeah, it was. I remember going up for a wedding up in... in Chicago.
Like, we were newly in the lifestyle at that point, and we were so, so excited to meet them, because we had listened to Life on the Swing Set, and So now, fast forward a couple years later, like, we're a lot more seasoned in the lifestyle now. And it was really cool to, I mean, we've just been communicating with him via Messenger and Twitter and stuff, but it's just really cool to kind of reconnect and now to read his book.
I don't know about you, Rachel, but I can hear his voice when he's, I know he's an
very much so.
Okay, good. You too. But I know he has an audiobook. He just wrapped it up, I think, a couple days ago. But I can hear, just because we know that Life on the Swing Set, Cooper, like, amazing. Like, I mean, I'm so fucking mad because, like, I sound like a fucking Smurf-faced squirrel or something, but I sound so stupid, but he sounds like he has this most amazing podcast voice.
His voice is very distinctive.
Oh, it's amazing.
But so our rekindling actually led to Tiff and I being on the Life on the Swing Set podcast that just got released this week. So check it out.
Yeah, if you dare. I mean, it'll probably be the last one. After we've been on it, it's dead. It's dead in the water. Guaranteed to kill it after like 6 years. It's done. No, we had a super awesome.
Lesbians kill everything.
Oh God, nobody needs them. We had such a great time, Bro Mac and Mr. Pent and Ginger. Oh my God,
Ginger. Yes.
Oh, it was so cool. Like to actually, I looked over at Rachel. Actually, we were recording, and I look over Rachel, and I'm like, and now I mouth out, I'm like, this is so cool. Because I'm like, we're listening to a podcast of Life on the Swing Set, and we're able to comment. So I feel kind of like an internet troll. Like, I'm like, throwing my word. But, like, not in a bad way. Not in a bad troll way. But it was, like, so fucking awesome. Like, actually, like, being a part of that. And we thank you guys. We had a great time. Great time doing the podcast with you guys. So we're actually going to do one with Rachel DeBoer this week. We're going to...
So Rachel DeBoer is one of four... body painters that's going to be on the upcoming couples cruise that Tiff and I are going on.
Woo!
I know, countdown. The cruise is what, like 3 weeks?
17 days, I think.
3 weeks away?
Yeah, it's like
less than 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Well, if you haven't booked yet and if there's still space available, please, which I think there is, I think there's still a couple rooms available, please go to our website.
sapphicswingers.blogspot.com. Aww.
sapphicswingers.blogspot.com and click on the link, the little cruise ship link, and and if you sign up through our site, then we'll know that you're on the ship and we will definitely come find you.
Oh yes.
I will find you.
Well, we'll find you and we'll round you up and see if you want to chat with us on a podcast.
And buy you a drink.
Yeah. If you don't have the drink package, we'll definitely buy you a drink. Or a body shot. Whatever happens. But we'd love to have all our sexy listeners on there.
But so Rachel is one of the four body painters that's going to be on board. I believe the first day at sea, there's going to be a body painting competition. Tiff and I have been selected to be Rachel's models for this body painting competition.
Did I agree to this? I don't remember agreeing to this. I'm going to have to go do some more sit-ups. I'll be right back. Yes, so we are very excited to be the canvas for Miss Rachel DeBoer. DeBoer? Wait, DeBoer, DeBoer?
DeBoer.
DeBoer. Wait, DeBoer?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, definitely check out her work. It's our first time having body paint, so we're super excited.
And we will be interviewing her next week.
Yes, absolutely. We're going to have a bonus this week. We're going to talk to her. We tried to do an in-person interview, but she's in Maui. So that was an expensive flight. It didn't work out so good.
And the bandwidth is not so good.
So, yeah, we'll be talking to Rachel this week. And we'll let you know how to book her for the cruise. Because, honestly, they book up really quickly. So you're going to want to go ahead and do that in advance. Also this week we have, oh shit, actually.
This weekend,
what?
we are going to be seeing Mr. and Mrs. Jones.
We got a swing going on.
We got a thing.
No, it's we got a swing going on. So this weekend we're super excited to hang out with Mr. and Ms. Jones from We Got a Swing?
Honey, we got a thing.
Oh, so we may hang out with them in Holover, which is the nude / swinger beach in Miami, and then go to a couple local haunts here in Fort Lauderdale, and then head over to Trapeze on Saturday, which is the April 2nd, I think. Mm-hmm. Yes, April 2nd. So if you're out in the Fort Lauderdale area, you should come hang out with us. Otherwise, we'll be on the cruise April 16th. MSC Divina. Check out our website.
It's the couple's cruise out of Miami.
Yes. And we'll definitely be putting out a podcast before then with the lovely Rachel DeBoer.
Check out our website at sapphicswingers.blogspot.com, which has the link to the cruise and also our random blogs that we put out. I think that's the latest with the Sapphics.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us tonight by the candlelight Sapphic Swinger podcast. And we will talk to you sexies very soon with the lovely Rachel DeBoer.
Thank you guys so much for listening. It was a lot of fun talking to you. And we look forward to our next episode next week.
Absolutely. Talk to you guys soon.